So that's where you're at for him. We see where you're at on the landing.
Lakeview.
And you got a Lakeview, it looks like. Can you show us what the guy next to him has?
He's at 125.57 per square foot. The next one right here is 144.19 per square foot, 148.43 per square foot, 154.29 per square foot, 40.
Okay.
127.
Is that based off the old or the new guy? The 125.
Those should be the new values, right? That are coming up right there. The square foot values. Yeah.
How many square foot are you, sir? Do you know?
What I have, it says for the two bedroom corner unit, and it's my exact lot layout. It says it's 1490-1510, so it's plus or minus 10, but it's about 1500.
1675 base.
Yeah, that's the base.
What do you go off of? Do you go off adjusted or base?
Well, we adjusted, yeah.
That's how you can factor your price per square foot?
Yes.
I mean,
because that counts balconies and everything, but just...
I know, but to price a house or property by price per square foot,
well, this
including the balcony...
This is only for the assessor's office to get an idea if we're way off. We had one in here where it showed $2 a square foot. So these are not the same as what you're thinking of in the MLS when you're looking at price per square foot.
Okay.
This just gives me an overview of whether we're out of line for somebody.
Okay. So...
Well, the 125 per square foot comes out there.
So Kent, I'm looking here as far as a discrimination basis goes. You know, discrimination, you know, in the tax world here, this basically means that where, like you had said, hey, it looks like I'm paying more than the guy next to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a fair amount of these right here, and actually, they're paying more than what you are paying. So. I know that's like going to the doctor when you got your finger cut off and saying that you ought to feel better because the guy next to you had his hand cut off, but, that is the case in this regard. The increase as far as what you received as an increase, your last year's evaluation was $319,000, for your condo there. And it did get raised, and it had an 11% increase, which is $354,638. There was a index increase that had happened from the assessor's office.
And that's pretty much countywide.
So, and honestly, that's on the lower end of the increase. So, I mean, just based on what I'm seeing here, I'm afraid that there's nothing that we can do on this.
Well, I have a hard time understanding on what I looked up online. It nailed my taxes exactly right. But when I reference other people's, you're saying that information is probably not correct.
I'm saying I don't know if it is, or I don't know exactly if it is or isn't. But I know, I mean,
yes.
It's a third-party website.
So I'm not sure where he's getting his information. If he goes on Beacon, and then he also goes on the Taney County Collector site, he can pull up what his immediate neighbors paid for taxes.
Okay.
Versus... and then look at their Beacon and try and figure how that went. That, you know, they'll have a base and adjust. And then again, the collector is not wrong, usually. When it says what they paid, it should be correct. And then they can kind of do a figure that way. If you're, as you said, if they're trying to do their own independent study with some outside source, third party, it isn't going to work because Taney County is completely different. And Mr. Reynolds, you would know that because when you look up things on Flex, the CRS tax
income
does not work for
correct,
Taney County.
Correct.
But we do want you to understand, we appreciate you calling, and that everybody sitting up here had an increase on their residential property, and so it's a countywide increase on that. And as long as you don't have something that shows that your value is less than the assessed or the appraised figure, it's going to be pretty hard for us to knock it down again.
Well, I think it'll be easy. I'll just call these individuals and ask them what they're paying on their taxes. And if it's considerably higher than mine's out of whack.
But like I told you, you don't even have to call them. You can look at it for sure. Just go to Taney County Collector's.
Go to the collector's website, and it'll show what they pay.
For several years, you'll know.
Can you walk me through how to do that?
Yeah, if you Google Taney County Collector, it'll bring you up to a picture of Mona Cope, and on the left side, there is some boxes. One says for real estate, one says personal property. And if you know their last name, you can look them up easily that way. If you don't know their name, you can find it through Beacon.
You can look up their name and find out how much they pay?
I can see everything you paid for the last
day. Hey, this is news to me, Kent. I mean, I've looked up different ways, but
Beacon and get the parcel number.
I know she told me to go to the Taney Collector website.
Taney County Collector.
Yes. Where do I go to that?
It's TaneyCountyCollector.com.
And then what tab does he hit?
It will be real estate tax search, print receipts and statements.
Real estate tax search, print receipts and statements, and there's a place in there for name, and if you know your neighbor's name, I mean, and I can tell you how to get that.
And if not, you
okay,
can
I'm
know.
At the website, and I apologize. Once I get to the website, on the menu, what does it tell me to click on?
On the left box, it'll say real estate tax receipts.
Real estate tax search, print receipts, and statements.
Okay.
They'll say parcel number search, name search.
And physical address search, for that matter. So if you know the physical address.
I've found the physical address is harder
is
to find.
Right here.
On condos, it's hard to find that with the address.
Can I give you a quick
walkthrough,
too? If you go to the Beacon site, there's tabs at the top. And there's even ways to do comparison searches based on your criteria.
Right, I don't want
to make it like yours, but for him to see that when he looks up his own name on the Beacon site, he can find his parcel, and then he can click on the other one, and it will tell who that is and their information. Mm-hmm. So you can go from that one to the next door, which Wes is doing here, and now it says everything about his neighbor, so he can look it up on the collector site.
So the compare search, that's what it is?
No, there is actually a...
that search right there?
Comp results, there's actually supposed to be something there where you can do that too. I've not used that. I will be
I've never used
you.
It either. I just...
I'm learning. And pictometry, do you see that one? So if you have a house...
If I go to pictometry, it's going to give us a picture of the lady.
If you go to pictometry, you can...
We don't want to confuse you, for
right,
sure.
So you can almost
the Taney County Collector thing looked pretty simple.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I live on Beacon, too, so we'll do a tutorial some other time. Kent, I'm afraid in this case, I mean, we just looked at it. Please, you're welcome to look at it for your own peace of mind. But
and if you don't agree with us, you're welcome to talk to go to the tax commission. We're not offended.
and just so you're aware, on that property, I assume you got a property profile card that went out. That bottom line on your taxes, where it says you're going to pay X amount this much more this year, whatever it is. it's very likely to be less than that because the superintendents adjust the levy typically. So it's likely to be less than that amount. But anyway.
My next question yes. is, as I look into this, if I see something that I think it would help my case, and you said I could reach out to the tax commission, if I elect to do that, how do I do that? Is there a number or a person
good
I call?
Question.
You'll receive a notice that will have yes. of the decision that will have that information on it if something changes and you have information, and then you can apply to the tax commission if you don't agree. If you think that we did something, yes.
No. And I do want to tell him in the future, if he sees something really wrong, please come into my office. And in the next cycle, because I don't get to touch these myself until 2023, let's get this fixed. Let's make it right. You know, if you see something we've missed, because I'm your new assessor, and I want to get this where everyone is fair.
Okay. I appreciate that.
We do appreciate your call.
Yep. Thank you, Kent.
Right.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
bye. All right, I make a motion that we deny his appeal.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
Susan has a question.
Greg did. Yes.
You have two motels in here. One is for Republic, and one is for what was the other one, Andrew?
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. They sent their numbers, but I've not had time.
We just received those. I called
I
them to get
hotel,
those.
It's numbers
on July 16th,
55 and 56. And if they're teleconference, if you could just request from them that I have tomorrow or Monday to figure these, because we don't go in session again until Wednesday.
Wednesday. And
that's 55 and 56.
I saw that. Oh, this is Wednesday. Did you see Wednesday?
I don't understand Wednesday. Is
they're mainly Wednesday is mainly going to be all classifications. And I'm wanting to say it's the holiday hills.
So there's like 100 or better.
I think it's every property in the Holiday Hills.
Well,
okay, that helps me understand. Thank
yes.
you.
And in the meantime, we have been trying for at least 2 months to reach Holiday Hills, and they would never give us a name. We now have a name. I will call and try to work with them because that's timeshare. So
yeah,
it does need probably. To be addressed. But
I notice also on our 21st docket that the morning is two people. It's Tim Davis and Steve Creed. Those are the only two people for the entire thing. So
it's a different. So it's not as big as what it appears.
It's a lot of properties, few people.
Thank
right.
you.
Right. And Tim,
I was wondering what if you were thinking we were going to just go through the entire night. I mean,
well,
bring coffee.
I'll be interested to hear. I mean, Steve is a really bright guy, so I'll be interested to hear what his perspective is if he's coming in here on the classification issue. So, I mean, I'm talking about Tim Davis. He's Yale and Cambridge. So,
and then.
Tim, I may have to. I mixed up my people there, but Tim is my landlord, so I may have to.
Steve is your landlord.
Steve is my landlord. Steve. Is my landlord.
Can I give you an analogy of what my job is, as I understand it, as I've been working along? Because when I got elected, I wasn't quite sure. I was one of these people. Although I never came to BOE, I was ranting and raving about all that came up because I didn't think it was fair. What my job is in a nutshell, if we all went to lunch and there were six of us having lunch and one person orders steak and the other five people have grilled cheese and one person has soup with the grilled cheese, then my job is when the waitress brings the bill, all I do is I divide the bill. So the guy who had steak, he says, well, let's just split it evenly and go. And no one else is approving of that. And so I have to make sure that he pays his portion for the steak, and that this person gets a little bit more because they had soup and the grilled cheese, and that's all I'm doing. I don't, as you know, make the food. I don't price the menu, and so that's where I'm kind of stuck. So when we make mass